You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate,
different don't mean anything has changed.
Say what you said about our friends, picture this.
Doing a lot of driving over the last 2 weeks around the country. Gotta say, Picture This are a great radio band.
And they're a great band.
They are a great band, but as in, like, you've got some bands who are great bands, and some bands, when you hear them on the, when you hear their song come on the radio, you're like, this is a radio banger, because you're singing along, it puts you in a good mood. That's what you want from the radio. You want it to surprise you, and you want it to put you in a good mood, and you can sing along. Wait a second. I don't wanna live like all these people here. Keep your vodka on ice till I disappear. I don't wanna live like all these people here,
cause
these people are weird.
Graham,
who?
Can I ask you a question? You've been travelling the country listening to all different types of radio. Is the medium dead?
No, the medium is alive. With the sound of music. No, it's alive and it's never been stronger.
It's booming.
In my opinion.
What are the presenters like around the country?
I love 96 FM in Cork. Huge fan of that.
It's a bit of a cash cow, isn't it? Let's talk money, and I don't mind being crude in front of this microphone.
I haven't a clue. I don't know how much money it's
making. I think there's money in Cork.
I'd say so, yeah.
Seems
because
like a pool.
Because there's less radio stations, so there's more audience because they've got less competition. There's less radio stations vying for your ears. Now, I know Dublin's population is bigger, but think of Dublin. Spin, 98, FM 104.
Q102.
Sunshine.
4FM.
4FM.
Spirit FM.
Spirit. And then you've kind of got KFM, East Coast.
Sunshine.
Said it. LMFM. There's a lot going on there. Well, in Cork, at one stage, I only had Today FM, Radio 1, News Talk, Red FM, C103 and 96. Only had six radio stations for a lot of the time, because when you're in West Cork,
2FM,
you can't really get them, and the coverage is actually pretty poor.
Really?
There was some place I go and I could get no radio stations. I was so in the depths of West Cork, but I was thinking, surely a Cork radio station should have the frequency strong enough to actually get into my car here, but no.
Have you ever listened to East Coast FM?
Oh, it's such a good playlist.
What's it like?
It's unreal.
Do you know any presenters on it?
One minute you're listening to Dua Lipa, next minute you're listening to Prince. It's brilliant.
So where do you listen to East Coast FM?
You can get East Coast in the car.
Can you?
Oh, it's Bray. It's Wicklow.
It's Bray, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the East Coast that isn't Dublin. So you get it in Bray. Yeah, it's Wicklow, basically. But you get it in Dublin. It's brilliant.
I tell you, Today FM, you said that station. We should just begin by saying that we covered a show on Today FM for the second time. We're recording this on Tuesday. We did it on Monday from 3 till 6.
Oh, lovely time.
How did you find it?
I found it great because I don't have to get up in the depths of the morning. It was fantastic. Driving in at 3. Now, it was a bank holiday Monday, so the well, do you know, if you're driving in, what time was I driving in for? I drove in for 1 and got in about 20 minutes. Now, coming home, I got home quick because there was no rush hour traffic, but I tell you, that's a lovely time.
Yeah.
That's a lovely time.
Would you imagine if we did the show every day from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 6? Would you just...
That's Jenny Green on 2FM.
Would you leave straight after the show?
Yeah.
You probably would, wouldn't you? You wouldn't need to wait around because you'd be in earlier to prep.
Exactly. So you'd probably come in at 12, I'd say.
Oh.
On a normal day. But think about it. You get up, you do your gym. You get up maybe about 9. You do your gym. You get your breakfast into you. Drive in for 12.
You'd have your lunch in the building?
I'd have my lunch in the building, Nathan. Damn right I would.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't apologise about it.
Now, would it look bad if you were living with your partner, but you had dinner after the show at work? That wouldn't be a good sign.
And why would you do that?
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, if I saw you do that, I'd be
if
asking,
you saw that,
is everything okay?
Would you?
Is everything okay,
so just
Nathan?
Say I'm shoveling a cold lasagna in my snout.
And I go, and I'm just have to come out of the toilet because I'm ready to go. And I go...
And I'm...
Nathan, you know...
Digging in.
You know you don't have to wait after the show. You can go home straight away. It's 6:10.
I'm just doing a bit of extra work for the show tomorrow.
No, you can do it literally in the morning. You can literally come in and you've got 3 hours before the show.
And you pass me my garlic bread.
Is everything okay? Do you need to talk? Do you need a couch to lie on?
Yes, please. A futon.
Is there someone else in your apartment right now? Is it you're afraid to go home? Is that the issue?
It could very well be, brother. We've been milking you a lot about your
more
trip.
Milk me. But before I go on, I just want to say.
Oh, did you listen?
I listened.
Did you listen?
I listened to Shane.
I want
to
know where
what
were
love
you?
Is. I started in my room while I was getting ready to go to the gym. And I continued my walk to the gym. And then I listened in the gym. And you know what I did?
Go on.
When it finished, I allowed it to play on. And it played last week's episode. And I listened. So if we got 8 listens this week, one of them is me. I actually listened to an episode of which I was on, even though I knew exactly what was coming.
That's what I do every time.
And I listened. It was thoroughly enjoyable.
Good production.
In what sense?
I put the jazz music and the intro and then the Papa Roach.
Yeah, the Papa Roach is good.
What did you make of Shane? A lovely
Shane
man.
Is a gentleman. I'm excited about our...
journey with him.
Our journey. I was listening. I actually felt sorry for Shane as well because I do feel sorry for people who have passions. But because we live in such a small country, you can't really live out your passion unless A, you have to do it for very little money and work on the side, or B, leave the country, which you might not want to do. When he was talking about he wants to get into photography and he wants to do photography during motorsports as well. And he was saying how much he loves it and he was investing in cameras. And I thought that was so nice. But he's like, well, there's no money here. And the people working in the media, we know of people out there to screw you. They should be the shape of a screwdriver and we should be screws because all they want to do is screw you.
And not in a good way.
Not giving you money. People will do their very best and not paying you anything and go, oh, it's good experience. And I imagine Shane has been faced with a few of those. But unfortunately, look, that's just the way it is.
Do you remember the really stupid question I asked Shane?
Oh, there was a few. I should have wrote it down. I remember going, that's a silly question.
When he was speaking about photography and how sometimes he gets asked to take pictures at a race.
Yeah.
And I asked him, does he take the pictures inside the car?
No, that wasn't a stupid question.
Did you not think so?
Because I was thinking the same thing. I think, and you know what? Shane, he's part of the family now. We can lay blame on him. I can't remember exactly how he phrased it beforehand going into it, but I believe that he phrased it like he was sitting in the car.
Yeah, but
I think he was.
Think?
Yeah, because when he said it, I go, oh, he's sitting in the car. That'd be cool. I wonder if he's in the back. But don't they have a co-pilot in motor racing where they're going, hairpin left? But I'm just judging mine off Colin McRae Rally used to have on the PlayStation 1. But I thought he was sitting inside the car too. And then he said outside. But then I was thinking, but did he not say he was inside?
Yeah.
Not too sure.
Yeah, it was interesting.
No, really nice guy. Trying to think. What, so he's looking for a team member, isn't he? He's looking for a fourth member? Or he kind of has eyes on someone?
I think he has one person he's thinking. He already has two on his team.
Yeah.
I tell you, best of luck with the race.
No, best of luck with the race. We'll be in touch. This isn't the last time we'll be talking about it.
Oh, absolutely not.
You're talking as if best of luck with the race like he's done. Nathan. It's like you're cleaning your hands of him.
That's it. I've milked him.
You're cleaning your hands like Shane cleans his hands after a long day on the digger.
I treated Shane like a gentleman.
How did you feel talking to a man who works on building sites, seeing as you had no clue of anything to do with the building site?
I was curious. I was asking him, what's it like on the digger? And he seemed defensive. He didn't want to get into it. And I said, no, Shane, I want to hear it. The thing is with Shane, we were speaking about the karting, but then I wanted to know a little bit more. So his friend...
Oh, Paul!
Paul is the Tinder guy.
He's the guy.
And I felt so embarrassed because the week before I said how my brother Evan said that Paul probably got blocked from that girl.
Well, sometimes, do you know what? And I think Paul will understand. Sometimes it happens the best. Well, sometimes the truth hurts. And sometimes that kind of stuff happens. It could happen.
I really do want you to read out an email at some point because I know the last time you were looking at it and you actually said, no, that one's a bit too big. We'll do it another day.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how we get on. I'll
But just tell me, because you did touch on your trip last week. You were really speaking about the food.
I actually didn't touch on a lot of things.
You didn't touch on things that you've brought onto, let's say, Today FM yesterday.
Yeah.
You brought a very nice story this morning on to our Spin Breakfast show.
Yeah.
A side note as well, I'm going to be off now the next 2 weeks.
I'll be taking a break.
Taking a break?
Yeah.
Do you think you might get a guest in or something? No, Graham, just there could be a guest. Even
I might call Callum in for 5 minutes.
Okay. Will you do that for the 2 weeks?
If there is...
Why don't you do a call out? If anyone wants to join you, graham@nathan.gmail.com.
In trying to relax, I actually pressed the keyboard and...
With your elbow.
With my elbow and it stopped it. So
are you thinking a two-week break?
Yeah, I think I need it. Nathan really doesn't want me to take a break.
What do you think about speaking to a listener?
What do you think about making people want more?
Taking a little break. It's like this is season two and we're taking a break and there'll be a season three after.
Oh, how about this? How about this? I'll give you a call during your holiday.
No.
And we'll do an episode.
Couldn't do that.
Why?
Won't have the gear with me.
I'll be on the road. I'll do an hour long episode with you on the phone.
A wise man once said to me, you know, go MIA.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
when
yeah.
it's your holiday, just take a break. Take a step back from the microphone because you see more around you and then you can gather it like a squirrel. You can gather your thoughts, ideas and memories and bring it on. So I will be gone for 2 weeks, but the podcast will still be trucking on.
Well, do you know what I'll do is, I know what I'll do.
No, don't call me.
I'm going to just screen your call. I know what I'll do.
What are you doing? Play an old one. You're playing an old one, aren't you? What are you going to do? Play an old Chris Green episode or something.
No. I'll go into the depths of the thingy.
And do we have an old?
I'll pick my favorite. I'll do an intro.
Oh, this is good.
To a favorite old episode from years ago. And then I'll just put that in.
Oh, I should tell you, when you were off, producer Callum did say to us that we have to clear out our folder again. It's taking up too much space.
As opposed to putting up a new episode, I'll clean out the folder. That's a bit of work.
I appreciate that.
Don't worry, I'll do two episodes and I'll do a little bit of a meandering intro.
Will you go in and out?
I will absolutely not.
Just the beginning?
Just the beginning.
Will you top and tail it? Maybe at
I wouldn't want to ruin the... Cut my life in two pieces.
How far back can you go? Because we're going to... When I'm off, we're going to be reaching episode 200.
I'll go...
How far back can you go? Because I know
I'll go. I won't go. I'll go. I'll definitely. Do you know what? This will do. Pre-pandemic.
A good one.
But maybe a good bit before pre-pandemic. It won't be in the last year and a half.
All right.
So what's that? 50, 70. So it'll be before episode 120.
And how long will your introduction be?
Depends how I'm feeling.
So you're gonna have
Kobe, to. Kobe, this is episode 120. Enjoy.
You're going to have
to 10 minutes.
Listen to the episode first.
Absolutely not.
Dan, what are you going to say in the introduction? You have to...
I'll know. I'll feel it.
Will you?
Will you remember it? Of course.
Because if you're just getting it from the description, it won't give you all the ingredients.
Ah, don't worry about that.
I remember there was a good episode called The Young Boy and the Crow. When you pretended to be the crow. And it was me spending the day with Becca's nephew.
Perfect, it's going in.
It was very funny.
It's going in.
No, but I don't even know if that would have been pre-pandemic.
Young Boy and the Crow.
The Young Boy and the
Love
Crow.
It. That's going in. That's next week's order.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
What's going on in your world?
I should have wrote things down in my head on my phone. But I want to talk to you about... here we go.
Oh, right.
So I'll talk to you about, first of all, the whale watching. Because I only had 3 minutes to talk about it this morning on the show. You were surprised. It was €90 between the two of us, me and Claire, to go whale watching.
Quite expensive.
In Cork. Now, I remember Claire was forwarding me a lot of things. And one of the reasons... Not that I block anything. But I'll always be... do we think that is value for money? That's my thing. Can we do something else that maybe would be better value for money? I don't want to get ripped off here. And when I saw it was €90 to do whale watching, I was like, I would have paid like €30 each.
Yeah.
That's 60, like 90 euro is a bit of money. But then I remember last year we were in Dingle and we were supposed to do the Blask Islands and the weather was so bad. We didn't get to go. We haven't done anything in ages. We were supposed to go to Colombia last year. I was like, fuck it, like, let's just do the whale watching. It'll be good. It'll be cool to see some whales. It'll be fine. A little bit on the expensive side, but I have never done whale watching before.
I've never done it. I want to ask, how many people can be in a boat? To go whale watching.
It's about 12, I think. And you very
pay,
uncomfortable.
You pay the money up front.
So Claire booked it, and then I think that they took it out of her account when she booked it.
What were you wearing? Because I would be nervous that I'd get too cold. Because when you're out on the water, it's very windy.
So this was one of the hottest days of the heatwave. And I had shorts on and a t-shirt because it was roasting. And then you had the little life jacket over you when you went on the boat. But I just brought a little zippy top. And yeah, that was fine because the boat isn't going too fast. It's not like a speed. It's not one of those ribbed speed boats that's going whoosh, and the wind is in your face. It's like, you know, it's like a touristy boat, but you're going go bit out into the sea. It's like a boat you go on to see fungi. You know, it's got the seats, the plastic seats.
Do you think you could travel around the world in that boat? Is it a sturdy enough
boat? Oh, it's sturdy.
Would it get you from A to B if B was the other side of the world? Like when you think of pirates and the sort of boats they
had. Yeah, they had the big boats. Though. This wasn't a big boat.
But it's safe.
I presume.
It's safe.
It's, oh no, it's safe.
And there's a toilet there.
There is a toilet.
Is there a bed?
No, but there's a place we could lie down.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say I could get you around the world.
Could you get food, drink there?
No, that was my big hope. I was hoping they might have a few sandwiches, maybe chicken and stuffing or something like
I'm
that.
Surprised.
But it wasn't. No little trolley like the train.
Yeah.
Tea? Coffee?
I'm surprised you didn't treat it like the Viking Splash when you went on your second day.
Well, I was
there.
Driving as well, so I couldn't. But if I knew I was going to be out sea for 4 hours, I might add a few pints because I would have been sober by the time I came back. But we went in, right, 90 euro, and hopped on the boat, and our skipper, I'll call him Skipper. Now, he's a old country boy from Cork. And he had a bit of a belly on him. But he was about in his late 50s, early 60s. And you see, he's a man of the sea.
Yeah.
What?
Say pint to the black stuff every evening before bed. Oh. Red around the face.
A bit red, but a pint of the black stuff. But knows the seas. These seas are his backyard. Mm. And he says, "Now, yesterday was a very good day. We saw a couple of whales, a couple of sharks. We got a few dolphins, a few blue-nosed dolphins. And we got a little brochure of all the pictures of all the types of whale and dolphin and sharks that we could potentially see today. And there was one." And he goes, "Now, I know you're looking there now. There'll be one which we definitely will not see. That is the orca. So we won't be seeing an orca. But now there's a high chance we're going to see the lot here."
Is the sperm whale in Ireland?
Not too sure.
And do these whales kill the dolphins? Are they killer whales?
I don't actually... An orca is a killer whale.
Yeah?
So they wouldn't.
Okay.
But I presume the whales have eaten something. I don't know if they eat dolphins. Do they? I know nothing about the sea ecosystem at all.
No.
So he's like, "So we'll go now and like make sure you put on plenty of sun cream because you get burnt out there."
Kind of sounding a bit more Indian.
Indian? No. Yeah, okay.
Do you see what I... Yeah.
I can see where we're going. Maybe had ancestral roots from India.
Forefathers.
But he sounded exactly like that.
Yeah.
And he had his son. And I was watching his son come down. I presumed it was his son anyway. He was a teenager. And I was just looking. And he could tie all the knots. And he was getting on. And he was bringing the hand sanitizer, big jug of it, onto the boat. And I was just
thinking, isn't that beautiful? Father, son, passing it down generation to generation.
I was saying to Claire, I go, "This is such a good summer job." And
do you think?
Oh, I would love it. Such a good summer job because you're out in the sun, you're working on the boats.
Yeah, but I'd say the teenager, not to be crude, but is quite horny, do you know? And a summer job would be like,
horny.
Oh, I could meet some people.
Young girls on the boat.
Yeah, I don't know if tying a knot would be like, "How are you?"
Oh.
It's more so, I wish I worked in an ice cream parlor.
Okay.
Do you know?
So you rub ice cream on your nipples and get them to lick it off.
You would go out with the little taster.
Yeah.
"Hello there, girls. Would you like a little bit of ice cream?" Do you know what I mean?
And then why are you saying you're putting it on your finger for them to suck?
That's not my finger.
This is disgusting. Any females now will just dropped off.
No, I'd like to apologise.
So we go out anyway. And strangely enough, the young lad is coming on the boat with us. But, okay, so I'm trying to describe this boat. So the back of the boat, the seating area is very uncomfortable, by the way. You'd expect that the seating area would be around the outside. So
have a few pillows.
So you put your back against the edge. No, all the seating was in the middle and it was just flat, no backs. So everyone's kind of sitting against each other's back, but you can't touch each other. So you're kind of sitting upright. Very uncomfortable.
Do you have to wear the face mask?
No, not outside. So yeah, it was fine. Yeah. And so we're going out, and so you got, that's the back, and then you have the little cabin up front where the skipper, the man who loves the binding, is driving the boat, and then downstairs.
And
yeah, so you go in, and then down to his left is the toilet, and then in front it's covered, but probably a bit of a seating area. And sitting on top of that cab, on top was the young fella. He was just sitting on top, like I know we're bringing up India again, but you know, you see those trains in India where there's lads sitting on top of the trains. It was literally like that. He was sitting on top, presumably looking out for people, because looking out for fish and dolphins and whales and stuff, because he could have just sat inside as opposed to in the direct area of the sun coming down on him.
What was the water like? Was it choppy?
No, beautiful.
And are you speaking to other people?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, sitting there with Claire.
What's the age range?
So there was a group... group of three friends who are girls in their early 20s, I'd say. Then there was a few middle-aged couples, and then there was one older couple.
Any Americans?
Not that I know of. No one was really talking. It was very, the engine's very loud.
Jeez, it seems like it's a bit dead or something. Maybe they should have music playing.
But we're excited about the prospect of seeing whales and dolphins, because Nathan, yesterday they saw loads. So we're driving in the boat, and you're driving kind of along the shore, and about 40 minutes to an hour goes by, and I'm thinking,
that's a long time.
It's very uncomfortable, and I'm getting hungry as well. And you're thinking, oh, so it's at least, we're at least an hour out, which means the length we go out is going to be at least the time it takes to get us back as well. So the further we go out, the longer it takes to get back. I'm thinking, we haven't fucking seen anything. A few birds are flying along.
And what sort of birds?
Kind of seagulls.
A heron?
Don't think a heron, no.
Heron.
A few seagulls and other ocean birds kind of dipping down to try and pick up some fish.
Would you love to have jumped into the water?
Absolutely not.
But did it look fresh, crystal
clear? Oh, it
did
look fresh, but the freshness got nothing to do with me. It's out of my depth where I'm scared. And we kind of get to a stage, and he's looking in his binoculars, his old skipper, and I'm thinking, we're 2 hours in here now and we haven't seen anything. And I know his next trip is at 2:30, and it's now nearly coming up to 1, so we're probably going to start turning around. And
have you used the toilet yet?
I hadn't used the toilet because, one, I didn't know where the toilet was at this stage, and two, I wanted to kind of train my bladder. I was like, you're always going to the toilet, constantly going. And I was trying to tell myself, you don't need to go. And then it got to a stage where I was like, nah, this is just getting uncomfortable now. So just went. Toilet was fine.
Not to be, but did you take a shit?
No. Wouldn't have wanted to, though.
But what's it like being on a toilet when you're on a boat?
So I didn't sit on it, but I am standing up. And you have to kind of, I wedge my feet either side of the cubicle just to give me some, give me a sturdy stance.
Yeah.
And then just go into the toilet. It was fine.
Does it feel weird? Are you rocking left and right?
A little bit, yeah. But he wasn't going too fast, you see. So it's not too bad. So you're kind of getting in.
And is there a lock on the door?
Yeah, lock on the door. And lock on the outside so the door doesn't swing open. So someone could lock you inside if they wanted to.
Could they?
Yeah. Oh. But that was fine. And then about 2.5 hours into it, someone shouts, dolphin. And everyone gets up and runs to the side. And I just about catch this dolphin go on the side of the boat. And then boom, gone. Now the skipper stops because he realises, okay, there's dolphins here, so there must be more sea life. He's looking around, he's got the binoculars out, and he's trying desperately. And at this point you're feeling sorry for the man.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, he seems like a nice man. I presume this isn't a con job, which he brings out people and lies to them that he saw loads of fish yesterday, and then he's gonna find you some today, and then he just drives out for 2 hours and drives back for 2 hours with nothing. Even though he was as surprised as us and he saw a dolphin, so. And then nothing. Nothing else. We're just at sea.
Yeah.
We're floating. The engine's turned off. He wants to be able to hear. Could he hear any fish?
Does anyone get annoyed on the boat? Like, for fuck's sake.
To be fair, very good boat. Because that would have made me awkward. it would have given me a lot of anxiety.
Do you think you would have, because you have shared recently how you've become a bit more assertive?
Yeah.
Do you think you would have stood up if someone went, this is bullshit? Would you say, calm down, it's not his fault?
If they were getting really aggressive, but then you don't know, could this person kill you and throw you overboard?
Yeah.
I've watched enough of The Sopranos to know that if you're out at sea, no laws.
And who's going to stand up for you?
Who's going to stand up for me? And well, it'd just be a domino effect where the person that keeps standing up gets killed, chucked overboard. Mm. Now, that would be a way to entice some whales in, if they can, or shark, when they can smell the blood of a human.
Yeah.
So maybe we would have to sacrifice one person on the boat to throw in and then to get our money's worth for the 90 euro.
That'd be.
So it could be an idea for the skipper going forward. Maybe we have to sacrifice his young teenage son. But Nathan, nothing. We had one dolphin.
It's very disappointing.
We paid 90 euro to go 2 hours into the sea, 2 hours back, sit uncomfortably for 2 hours, and that was it. And then we got back.
Oh.
So you're kind of, the sound of the engine is going and the sound of the water is going, and no one's really talking because it's loud and everyone's tired and uncomfortable. And then the engines stop and it's pure silence. You can hear a pin drop, because you know when something goes, maybe music's on in a bar and you're kind of speaking a bit loudly to the next person, and then the music goes quiet and everyone's listening to your conversation. Nobody wants to speak because everybody knows, everybody can hear the conversation.
Yeah.
And then also there's awkwardness where, is anybody going to say it? Is somebody going to say, we paid, because,
can I get a refund?
Yeah, we paid a lot of money here to see nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing. It would be like, come on, let's go to Broadway. Let's go sit. I'm going to treat you to a show on Broadway. And you sit down and nobody comes out on stage.
That would be so weird, wouldn't it?
So
and,
weird.
And you just accept that.
And you accept
thank
it.
Thank you, this seat was really nice.
The seat was so nice.
Yeah, toilet amazing.
And maybe one extra walked across the stage.
And just said sorry.
Waved. And someone goes, person! And everyone goes, huh?
Yeah.
And then gone. And then lights come on.
Yeah.
And then everyone walks out again and goes, geez, at least it was a nice experience. Sure, it gave us something to do.
Got us out of the house.
Gave us something to do for the afternoon.
Could you imagine if when you're on the boat and you're feeling dejected and you've sort of accepted nothing's going to happen, out of nowhere, Wally the Walrus. Jesus, you'd have a heart attack, wouldn't you?
We saw lots of seals on a different boat.
Yeah.
And they were cute, but it wasn't a trip to go see things.
I bet you felt wrecked afterwards, because being out near the seaside makes you so tired. Agree?
Well, I had my vaccine the day before.
Oh, right.
Now, I felt fine. I felt a little bit nauseous.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was because I had a few pints the day before, the day of the vaccine. Mm. And I drove down from Dublin to Cork on the same day. Had pints that day and evening. And then woke up feeling a little bit unwell in my stomach. I don't know if that was a vaccine. I don't know if that was a drink. Probably more so the drink, because my stomach always gets bad on holidays. And so there was a mixture of that, being uncomfortable, kind of going, where are we going? Jesus Christ, we've seen nothing.
Did you have the same, or did you face the same problem that I would worry about? And it's something that I've even said to Becca on our trip. You spend so much time at Clare. Did you find when it went to the evening time when you're having a meal? You don't really know.
Man, you have had this issue for years.
No, but do you know what
every
I mean?
Every holiday you go on with another person,
you have
talked about this.
Well, it's because you've spent so long with them and then you're having a meal that evening and you're like,
you've never had this issue.
I'm scared.
No, this is the thing.
And I say that to Becca and she goes, why do you fucking say that? Why are you saying that?
Yeah, but why do you say that?
Because I'm like, I'm addressing something.
If you can go back long enough into this podcast series.
Don't put that episode.
You will find you talking about the same issue. And I'm sure it wasn't even an issue. You were anticipating it. I'm sure it was fine.
But I think it's an issue that a lot of people don't say or address.
It's not an issue.
And I bring it onto the podcast.
Okay, can I just say, if you're finding that you can't speak to your other half at dinner time on holidays, then I think it's time to break up with that person.
Oh no, stop that.
But this is the thing. You can.
No, I can.
You will be able to.
But would there have been a lot of long silences with you and Claire just eating a meal?
No.
Like
human beings talk to each other.
Like,
and sometimes when you don't talk, it's comfortable.
When I was having a meal with Beck on Sunday, I sat down. I was like, right, topics,
oh,
topics. How are you finding the Olympics?
Do you think Harry Kane
will
go back to training?
He didn't turn up for training. Do you mind me just saying this onto the podcast? Because by saying it, it means I have to do it. I want to buy a car. What do you think about that? Do I have your support?
Absolutely. I said to you. Now, I'm probably not the best person, but it's good to go with somebody else. I said I'd go with you.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative.
If you have...
If we have to go to Belfast, brother?
No, I won't be going to Belfast.
What if we go to Liverpool? We get the boat over.
Get a match. You can pay for the tickets.
Travel lodge.
I'll get my tout.
Get your dad as well.
Yeah.
A boys' trip.
Oh, lad, he'll book the Premier League.
I bet you your dad's very into cars. Would he be? Michael.
In what sense?
Say he just loves a good car. A good bargain, a good deal. He knows a lot about cars.
He wouldn't be obsessed with them.
Yeah.
He likes having... See, his thing was he's always had a new car.
Yeah.
Since he was young, he always bought new. And he just continued to do that. So that's his thing. He likes buying new cars.
Just to give the sort of things that I want from this car, not to be crude, the ballpark...
A lot of room for riding.
5 to 7 grand and a bit of riding. Five to seven, yeah. Now, I have no idea in my head how much a car should be, what I could get. Ideally, I'd like the 4 doors.
You want 4 doors, do you?
I want a car that's smaller than the cars you've had over the years, Graham.
Okay.
Because I've been driving the Aygo, and that is just too small for me. I would like something a bit bigger, but not too big. And colour I'm kind of easy with. Just 4 doors, a car that gets me A to B that I don't need to, you know, keep bringing to the garage because there's problems. Now, Becca's dad, who's... Oh, God, I just got my second appointment.
For your vaccine?
Vaccine dose 2 appointment.
Ah, I got mine too!
Oh.
Unreal!
When is yours? Thursday the 12th of August.
Monday the 9th of August, brother!
I'm gone. I'll be abroad.
Oh, shit.
I'll just reschedule. It's okay. Not to worry.
Monday the 9th of August. Yes!
What time are you in at?
Wait, geez, what time
do you have a time?
This is brilliant.
And this wouldn't have even suited me. 9:35 in the morning.
9:35 in the morning.
Come on. Come on. Some of us have to wake up the country.
We'll sort that out. No,
please don't bring children. What does it say to reschedule? Doesn't say that. Vaccine, bring your phone. Be on time. Please don't. If you need to reschedule your appointment, reply new to this text. Okay.
Brilliant. That's great news now.
See, I don't want to reply new and then they give me a new one. I just keep saying new.
You can only reschedule so many times. Okay, we'll talk about that afterwards. Right, we've got a podcast to talk about.
So Becca's dad.
I'm looking on here. Sorry, yeah. I think you should go for a Volkswagen Polo.
Oh, yeah? Jeez, is that me?
What is that? Oh, put that up to microphone.
I think that was a TikTok. Sorry, I've been on TikTok recently. So Becca's dad is really into Hondas and Toyotas.
Why?
I think he says they give you no trouble.
Okay.
A Toyota Auris, he was saying.
No, don't go for that. It's a granny's car.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Toyota, Yaris, Auris, all those ones.
Do you think that's a granny's car? Come on now.
That is
a little silver Toyota.
That's a big enough car, Nathan.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll find you,
man. Go for it. I'm telling you now.
They would be very expensive, would they? A Volkswagen Golf.
I'll tell you now. I've got you a...
What you have for me?
What do you want? 5? I've got you a... Let me see.
If anyone's selling a car at a good price, Graham and Nathan at gmail.com.
I got you a Volkswagen Polo for €6,000.
Colour?
A nice grey one.
Yeah.
And how much are we talking?
Where would I have to travel now?
2012.
Oh.
And don't worry about travelling. Just to get an idea. Wicklow. There you go. There's a nice Volkswagen Polo for you.
Well, that's very cool.
There you go.
There's something about a Polo that is slick.
Because it's just a small Golf. It's what it is. It's a small Golf.
Yeah. Do they give you trouble now?
Look, Nathan, a second-hand car...
Is going to give you trouble.
It's lotto.
Yeah.
You could get... I had a great one. I had a Volkswagen Astra.
Yeah.
A couple of cars ago. Second-hand. I had it for 2.5 years. Gave me no problems at all. Not one problem. Then I got a Vauxhall Astra. Not what I was saying. I got a Vauxhall Astra.
Yeah.
Then I got a Scirocco. So much trouble. Then I have this new Audi A5, causing me no problems so far. So I would honestly look at a Volkswagen Polo. They're small, they're neat, they're tidy, but they're not too small.
Okay. What would you be like, Graham, if I ended up kind of going rogue?
Bring your father-in-law.
Yeah, and I bought a car.
Yeah.
And I said, I want you to see it. Because you'll be honest, won't you?
Look at this. Lovely. A 2010 Volkswagen Polo, $5,500. You get that down to nearly five. That's a gorgeous car. Gorgeous black one.
Can you haggle? Oh, I like black cars.
Look at that. Is that gorgeous?
That's stunning now. Now, just hang on a sec, Graham. What if I bought this car? I said I spent $6,000 on it.
Yeah.
And how honest would you be now?
Oh, Nathan, I think we know each other for long enough to know I'm going to be honest.
So I turn up, okay, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You've never seen me so excited. I'm like, man, I'm in such...
Oh, yeah, I'm closing my eyes. And I'm like, man, I can't wait to
I'm
see.
I'm in such good form. I'm going for dinner celebrating afterwards. Woo! With Becca. And I
Can
already,
I come? Can I come? I'm
yeah,
excited. I'm excited.
I already have topics we're going to talk
okay.
about.
Okay.
There you go.
What is that? That is a tiny car I saw a while ago. Oh my God, it looks like a Hoover. It looks like a Hoover. It's like a tall person's car. It's a Hitachi. What is it?
How happy is that driver?
I would, honest to God, Nathan,
would you think,
I would be so happy if you got that.
Would you?
It's like, it's no, literally like...
But would you say
it's
that...
It's a Hoover.
Would you say that's it's like that kid, a kid's car.
Yes.
A kid's car that you would see.
With the yellow and red one.
Yeah.
Where it's got kind of the high top to... And it's got exactly like that, but it's white and it's got a massive glass.
Like if I said this is going to be the future. The population is increasing. There's more cars on the roads.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to swerve past cars.
Well, that would actually be bad for the future because that's only one person can fit inside there as opposed to a normal car where five people can. So you're adding four more cars to the road in theory with that one.
Would you say... That would be a bad look for the show.
That would be a unbelievable look for the show. It is like a little pod that you're driving around in. Oh, you're just Googling tiny cars.
Yeah.
All right, good.
That's a nice one as well. Another,
that is, what's that?
A white.
Oh, it's a smart car.
A little smart car. Mm. It's going to be interesting. I want to get it done in 2 to 3 months. That's it now.
So here's the thing that is, when you said to me yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't want it on your mind during the Today FM show. But are you not saving for a mortgage?
I know. Can't a man have it all?
No.
Can't a man?
You really can't. You're going to go to a mortgage broker pretty soon and then they're going to go,
well, I have to get a car. Have to buy a car.
You waited to buy a car in the same 3 month period that you're going to a mortgage broker.
Not the best timing.
Okay.
But I'm going to be moving back home in a month's time.
Yeah.
I could save a good bit.
For
3 months, I could save.
You could save $3,000.
$3,000.
From rent and bills and all that kind of stuff.
And I think I'd have around $2,000 to
play
float
with.
About. Play with.
Yeah.
And you can play with me.
Play with your new car. Yeah, and there's also tax.
I can only... Yeah,
but I'll say this to
say
you.
Say it now.
What I say to Coxie, and I'm sure Becca's dad...
And has Coxie bought a car?
Yeah, Hyundai
Fair
i20.
Fair play to you, Coxie.
I'll say to you what I said to him.
Enjoy the journey.
Once you buy a car...
No going back.
Money, 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 money. So let me explain.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got my car recently, recently, about 4 months ago, and I was driving, and as I was braking... Or be slowing down on, say, the M50 or going fast. Like above 60, not just braking in the city. The car would start to vibrate. I said, that's the fucking brake pads. Went in, brought to my local... The lads are great in Goatstown. But they were like, yeah, Graham, it's with the pads and stuff, we have to replace them. I was like, yeah, Graham, what can you do? And they're like, look, it's €300. I was like, yeah. I expected that. It's like, that's what it is. You have to change them.
Mm.
I have to bring it in now. Like him on. Not like him on, but it was like service due. So I have to bring it in for service. So that's going to be another couple of €100. And then they're probably going to find a couple of things you have to touch up. So that's probably another €100, €200. So I'll probably spend another €400. So the last, you're talking about you know, $5,000, and then your insurance. But in the last 2 months, I'll probably spend between €600 and €700 on the car. That's not including petrol, which I spent nearly €300 on the last month.
What are you doing?
Because I was driving so much. So that's about €1,000.
I'm not liking the sound of this.
That's about €1,000 extra that I had to spend, other than the insurance and the actual price of the car.
Once you get a car, you don't look back.
But once,
I can genuinely.
But once you can accept that, and once you go, that's fine. Because I used to fight it at the beginning. I used to think, "Fuck sake, another light coming on. I'm just going to leave it." And then the longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Now I'm at a stage where, look, I got a more expensive car this time, and I understand the more expensive the car, the more expensive it is to get fixed. Like, I don't know what I'm going to... Like, the tyres are bigger than the last car I had. I don't know what size they are. I think they're 19 inches or something like that, which are way more expensive.
Mm.
I scraped the alloy. I want to get that fixed. It's going to be another €100.
Has it done the NCT?
NCT is next March. So that's going to be the...
Do you think it'll pass?
Well, it won't pass right now because it's got tinted windows on the front and I have to get rid of them.
Do you?
Yeah. You can't have tinted windows on the front. You can have them on the back and on the back too. But you can have them on the front.
So why did the previous person have that?
Because you got the NCT, it passed, then you put the tinted windows on because it looks good.
Oh, right.
So, as long as you're doing that and you can't start going, because I did at the beginning and it was so annoying. What the fuck was it?
Yeah.
Oh, the found out my aircon wasn't working as I was going driving down to Cork in a heat wave. As in, it was working, but there's a certain thing inside the car, I don't know, I think it's some chemical, which actually is the thing that cools the air when it brings it in and pushes it out. That's not working. So I've got to get the chemical changed.
This seems like
it's a little bit shaky when I go about 120 on the motorway. So I've got to check, is the tracking okay? That's what happens when you get a second-hand car.
Yeah.
Now, you can't go higher purchase, but then you're paying every month 200-something euro. It's a brand new car.
Yeah.
Decisions.
I'm
not trying to put you off because I think you should get a car. But I think because I told Cox this after you bought the car. What are you doing? You're scaring me. I go, you got to be prepared for this.
Is he happy with the car?
Oh yeah, delighted. It's freedom. It's freedom.
The shackles are
and
off.
How come you had the car over the weekend, not Becca?
Because Becca went out with the girls on Saturday. She left the car with me.
Yeah.
And I could do my food shop. I went over to my parents' house. I called over to the brothers. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And then I collected her on Sunday. After she went to the gym. So I just felt like I was driving around, and I have to say, my driving greatly improved.
I was just going to say, do you think your driving's got better?
Oh my God, it improved by the end of the weekend.
How's your gear changing? Smooth?
It's okay. I always get worried going up to fifth gear in the car. I'm always scared I'm going to end up going to third instead of fifth.
Well, just shove it over.
Just shove
it. Just shove over and up. Two motions. Boom, boom.
I couldn't imagine buying an automatic car because the fun in driving is manual.
It's not fun.
But do you not feel
when you drive? That's what people who have manuals say, and that's what I say.
Do you have a manual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. Automatics.
It would just be like a go-kart.
That's so much
it's
better.
It's not proper driving. Proper driving. Manual. Listen to me.
Look at this
I had the
guy.
Car for the weekend.
This guy.
First gear. Second gear.
You drive an automatic, you'll wonder why they even made manuals.
Graham, I can't imagine the love you have for when you have a car. Like, I'm getting giddy thinking of having my own car. If I called over to someone's house and I parked the car outside, I'd actually be like, just 1 minute. And I'd look outside.
Car. It's my car.
Do you find that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's class.
And you have a beautiful car.
Mm.
I would be nervous having that car. So beautiful.
I was nervous at the very beginning.
Parking, I'd be scared.
But then you kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
You do. You get used to it and you're kind of like, I still love my car. But you certainly, not that I don't love it anymore, but like when I first got it.
You loved
it.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
But then you just get used to it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to still have that grow for it. I try to wash it as much as I can. I'll bring it in maybe once every... As opposed... I used to get the Scirocco wash once every month. Now I try and get this once every week or 2 weeks.
And do you hoover inside?
Yeah. So I just like to keep it clean as I can.
And my thing with the car, although... And Becca won't mind me saying it. I look ridiculous driving her car because I'm so tall.
Yeah.
And hers is the Aygo. But as I say to her, I don't know how I look outside because I'm inside the car. So I could be in a Range Rover.
Please don't get an Urus.
Like,
please don't get
Becca's dad said Nathan Orris could be very good. I don't think he likes the Volkswagen.
Well, I'll say this. He obviously knows a lot more than me, so I would listen to him over me.
But what if I turn up in an Auris and it's...
Well, you'll know that I think it's a horrible
What
car.
Would you be like if I said, man, I spent $3,000, an absolute steal, and it was a hearse? I'm like, there's so much room at the back.
For a mattress. I would love
it. It's going to be a journey. I'm telling you, over the next few months, things are going to happen.
When are you going to actually start looking? When you actually?
I thinking, so I'm going to be back home on the 25th of September.
Jesus.
Yeah. August, September. I think in October, we're sniffing about. We're sniffing about.
Sniff, sniff.
November, I would say most likely when cash will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Follow my journey.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to being a part of it.
I'm looking forward to next week's episode as well. I'm going to listen to it.
Next week's. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't
it's
worry
It's
going to
be
it.
Good. The top and the tail.
The top, yeah.
The top.
The top. You will listen to the top and you will enjoy the top.
I think, are we...
Well, I was going to tell another story.
Oh, tell another story.
Well, we have to wait till 12:30, don't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah, jeez, you might as well. Sorry.
Well, I was going to tell a story I told on Today FM because I feel like...
Go on.
You know, we have... Well, look at us now. We have our Today FM audience and we got our spin audience.
There's many audiences.
But I feel like this is my favourite audience.
Can I grab a bottle of water? You continue.
You grab. I'll continue. Don't you worry. I will continue. So this story... I don't know whether I should give the location of this because Nathan is also going to this place and I feel like that it'll eventually be revealed. Do you know what? You can join the dots in a couple of weeks when Nathan comes back from his holiday and he talks about a place that he has been and then you can join the dots. But just in case for legal proceedings, I won't be naming the place. But you can figure it out for yourself in a while where I'm talking about. So I'm leading up to the story. Not going to mention where it is.
Yeah, we don't need to say it.
But that doesn't mean in a few weeks you can say where you were. And then I'll go, oh, I was there. But just so the listener now,
yeah,
connect the dots.
Okay.
But just in case we're brought to, you were talking about our place. I go, didn't say a word.
You can't touch it.
Can't touch me right now. So I was in a hotel last week. So after we did last week's podcast... I was going the day... What did we do? I was there on Wednesday, Thursday, home Friday.
Yeah.
And it was the Friday morning breakfast. And I was sitting down. Very small place. Not quite a hotel, more like an estate, would you say?
It's very like an experience, isn't it? It's magical.
You said it.
Honestly.
It is an experience. Is it as more of an experience now than the Morgan Hotel?
Different experiences.
Yeah.
Both equally as beautiful.
Both equally as amazing.
I found. Did you find listening to last week's episode? I was really showing the Morgan love.
Oh,
and you would just
it.
Be like, yeah, yeah. Anyway,
it deserved all the love it got.
Follow their Instagram.
We got a free night out of it.
Oh, we did.
Didn't put our hand in our pocket.
Yeah.
So, I was at breakfast, and I saw there was only about three other couples at breakfast. And
what did you get? For breakfast.
But the full Irish.
Yeah.
And they bring out this little, you know, like you'd go for tea.
Yeah.
What's that called when people go for tea?
Tea party.
No. You know what it's called? Women do it with their mothers. Do you know what I'm on about? And they bring out this little...
Like little... Oh, yeah, yeah.
The fancy...
With the plates, with the... Yeah. Where the cakes and all are.
Yeah, they bring out...
Yeah, it's like a tower.
Tower, and they put it down on the table.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Oh, I don't know the
Is
name.
It called you go for tea?
Yeah,
tea and crumpets?
Yeah, maybe. So.
Anyway, they bring out something like that where you don't even ask for it, but there's already croissants.
Have you ever seen the bus where you can go on a tea tour?
Yes.
Where you have that.
Yeah,
you see it around the canal.
Everything will be falling over. Yeah. The tea will be swishing.
Bonkers.
In the thing. And they bring out this type of place where you go, pan a shackle has.
Oh, yeah.
Let's draw a line, standard. Extremely expensive. Probably the most expensive place in Ireland up there. However.
You think so?
In terms of actually paying, do you know how much it is?
No.
Oh, is Becca paying for yours?
A bit, yeah.
Who booked the last time you were there?
Oh, actually, we would have paid half. Yeah, maybe it was. I can't remember.
Is
it? Yeah. Okay, talk to me. Expensive accommodation.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we got this as a last Christmas, Nathan, myself and Callum, we all got hotel breaks.
Yeah.
As a fair play for standards achievement for getting Matt Damon on the show. This was mine. So I had two free nights.
How much? not to be
how much would it be
yeah.
if you were to book it? I'm pretty sure it's like 400 a night.
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Right. I'll put money towards it.
Jeez,
I'm
Becca.
Not a... No, Becca.
Poor Becca.
I'm just saving up for a car.
Yeah, that's your excuse for everything now.
Can't touch me.
Can't touch me. Is it okay? So very expensive. And what? So it's a certain type of clientele that are here.
Yeah.
Rich people.
What did you think of the breakfast in general? Did you feel nice afterwards?
Yeah, lovely. I miss the buffet.
Yeah.
But in that place, they look after it. It's actually gorgeous.
Mm.
Bit of another epidemic that's going on. A lot of places only giving you one sausage with the full Irish.
Oh.
Not good enough.
Yeah.
There needs to be more sausages. If I'm going to a hotel buffet back in the days where you could go up and pick your own,
you're
gonna
fill
I was getting about five or six sausages.
Yeah.
Minimum. You get one sausage, two rashers, a couple of mushrooms.
Tomato,
white brown pudding. But you know what? Because they give you the little tea and crumpets and all that kind of crap you need. Anyway, myself and Claire have this thing, and I'm happy that we both agree. We hate hotel coffee.
Oh yeah, because it's in the silver pot and it's been brewing all morning.
That yes and no. There's a specific one. If I see on a cup, you know the white mugs, the round ones, top Java Republic.
Oh.
It's fucking disgusting.
Not for you.
Rotten.
Yeah.
And it seems like Java have the monopoly on most hotels around the country.
We had Java in this building.
It's rotten. And there's just something about getting a coffee in that white cup I don't like. There's something about it. And it just doesn't suit me. So afterwards, in this place, there is a cafe beside the reception.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
Isn't... Do you know the...
They bottled water for €14. That's how nice it is.
The place that you went to, people get married there.
Yeah.
Was there a wedding going on when you were there?
There was a wedding going on the Friday. When we were leaving, the place was booked out with the wedding.
Wouldn't that be the dream?
That would be the dream. Me and you getting married there.
Oh.
So, afterwards, we would get a coffee in that cafe place.
Yeah.
So, it's not. There's no real hotel here. It's just a load of random buildings.
It's like little cottages.
Yeah. And Claire went in and I was in there. And I was kind of standing around like a spare prick because she was getting them. And I go, do you know what? I'll just go and sit in reception. And I'll wait for you there because I don't like standing around when I'm just no need for me to be in somewhere. I won't stand there because I'm going to be in the way.
The reception is quite small,
yes.
If I remember it.
Yeah, you're damn right.
For some reason, when you're describing the story yesterday on Today FM, I was imagining a massive hotel entrance.
No,
this is small.
Small, intimate.
Yeah.
So I sit down on the seat. I'm a good bit away from the reception, maybe. Not a good bit away, but maybe 5 or 6 meters away.
And to the right, that's where Claire is in the side coffee.
Yep, exactly. But there's a kind of a doorway between the both reception and the cafe. So I'm sitting there just scrolling on the phone and I see this woman that was at breakfast storm in, mid-40s, late-40s. Two guys behind reception, one young, one old.
Is this woman from South County Dublin?
No, I think she's actually from the north.
Really?
Now, the other guy wasn't old, but I'm just going to call the young lad and the old lad. So one was in his 20s, one was in his probably 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
She goes in, I'd like to settle the bill, please. And she spoke really quickly. And the young lad was like, what? What? I'd like to settle the bill. Coming in. She's coming in strong.
Yeah.
And I'm going, this one is fucking full of beans. And he said, oh yeah, of course. So he starts typing away on the keyboard, like getting up her bill and stuff like that. She goes, I'd just like to say something. Directing this at both of them. I just want to say, Brian at breakfast was absolutely fantastic. For purposes of the story, I've changed his name.
Yeah.
Brian at breakfast was fantastic. A caveat, he was.
Was he?
Oh, wow.
What was so good about Brian?
Very personable. Well, she said, he was speaking to all the guests. Nothing was too much when we asked him. He was having the crack with us. He was working the floor. He was fantastic. Now, he was. Good looking man as
well.
Did
he have the crack with you?
Yeah, a bit of the crack. We were assigned a different person. But he was kind of nodding because you remember us from the day before. We had him the day before.
Ah.
He was fantastic.
And what did Claire think of him?
Yeah, excellent. And then she goes, unfortunately, the same cannot be said for what seemed to be the manager at the front of house on breakfast.
Oh.
She hardly spoke to us. She just passed us on to Brian. And then said nothing else for the whole time. And now, I'll try and play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
When you got up there, the woman was standing there. Was she as friendly as Brian? No.
No.
But she was there to go, what's your name? So it was down to Claire's name, Claire McBride. Okay. We'll swipe you off. And we had another person, for the sake of the story, we'll call this person Lily. Lily will look after you now. So Lily showed us to the table. So her job wasn't to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Her job was to welcome you and then pass you off. And she'll oversee everything else. Back to the woman. And may I suggest that Brian, that he swaps roles with the woman front of house. Because he would do a much better job than her. I think they should be swapping roles. There's no reason why he shouldn't be the manager and her on the floor instead.
Oh.
And it was silence. And I'm just on my phone flicking going, oh my God.
And can other people hear this, or are you the only person in that area?
Other people. I'm the only person there. It's me and the two receptionists. Dead silence. To which the young lad then, after a while, because it was so awkward, goes, okay, I will pass on your comments to the manager.
Yeah.
Basically just saying that to shut up and make her feel like, because this person wants to feel like they're important.
The customer is always right.
The customer is not always. In fact, the customer is majority of the time is wrong. I've said that before. Because what the customer doesn't know is the person actually in charge knows about the expertise. Do you know what I mean? If I was, when I was in the DIY shop, no, the customer's not right because I know about the tools. Because I work with the tools. So anyway, silence. And then she goes, I just want to continue. Like, really bad customer service from the lady who was front of house. I just want to say it. The old man finally pops up and goes, well, I just want to say that woman you're talking about is my wife.
Oh.
And not everybody is perfect.
And believe me, she isn't perfect. I know her flaws.
To which Claire walks out, I got the coffees! Oh, and I shut up! Jeez. And I was so flustered because I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was so excited because I witnessed that.
Did you enjoy witnessing
it? I enjoyed it. I did. I enjoyed it because I enjoyed how awkward it was. But I was enough removed from it that I wasn't part of it.
And what did she then say?
She was kind of backtracking, but a little bit... When Claire came out, I couldn't kind of sit there. Yeah. I kind of had to get up and move, so I missed it. But I was so excited to tell Claire. And then I was also so excited, I was like, oh, got a story now for the radio.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to share this one.
Because that's the humdinger. That's the cherry on the cake.
The twist.
My wife.
It was bad enough that she was telling managers and receptionists who should be doing what job. You just know, like, if she owns a business, she's a bitch of a boss.
She's so intense.
A bitch. So intense. But the twist where she was talking to the bloody husband.
And did you find them a weird match when you then thought, oh, the wife and him?
Well, look, I'm not saying that this woman was, as I can, like, that's just her job. Now, he was so affable.
Was he?
Yeah, he was so nice. We were trying to rent bikes at the front and he came out. And he, as part of the package deal, we got a picnic.
Oh.
But he organised it, and we got this bag, a rucksack full of food that lasted us 2 days. We just walked around the canal and ended up going back to the reception because there was nowhere to sit. Because river, sea, mountain.
Do you know which one
is
interesting about those options you said?
Yeah,
the canal.
Yeah,
when you walk down that. Mm. So you're on the canal, you turn right, and you keep walking. It's one of the first times I've witnessed this. There's a road that you cross to continue on to the canal. Mm. And it's a road where only one car can really fit.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep of the horn. That's the first time I've ever witnessed that. And Becca said, you see what happened there? Now, if you ever go onto those roads, you have to beep the horn to make sure other cars can hear.
Because there's a hump on the bridge, so you can't actually see if there's another car coming.
Yeah.
Because you can't see over the hump. It was doing my head in. I was like, what is the beeping for?
Yeah.
And then when we got to it, I saw it happen. I go,
am I right in thinking they don't teach you that? Maybe they do.
There might be.
Booklet.
Was there a sign?
I don't know.
There's no official rule.
I was like,
so I think it's locals. Because when I was in Malta, everyone would beep around the corners. So you'd be driving with the beep and you go, beep! Because the corner is so windy, so they'd know. It was very annoying after getting off a flight and after listening to that.
So you kept walking up that canal and then eventually...
We just turned around and went back.
The picnic, I said it before.
Did you get the picnic?
Never got the picnic, but a picnic in general, better in your mind than actually doing it. I don't really enjoy sitting uncomfortably on a blanket trying to eat food.
Well, essentially, it wasn't really a picnic. They just got loads of stuff from the cafe, like a roll, a wrap. A salad, crisps, a couple of vitits, and just put it in a bag.
Oh,
and I go,
nice.
Go eat it.
Yeah.
And then we came back because we were afraid it was going to rain. So we came back and just sat in the middle courtyard area.
Oh, yeah.
That was lovely.
Did you have a bath?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Unreal.
Stunning, isn't it?
Class.
Do you really appreciate baths?
I love baths. I always used to have a bath. We didn't have a shower in our house for years.
Did you know?
No, because we're lower class.
Do you remember one of your favourite baths? It was in the travel lodge. When it was snow season.
Snow season, and I said to myself, I'm going to have a bath. I can't wait to have one tonight because there's nothing to do.
It was a bit of you time. You really wanted to relax.
And I was the only person out of this whole building in Marconi House, out of all the radio stations, to be put up in the travel lodge. Why? I have no idea. Everyone else got the Brooks Hotel or some other fancy hotel. I was put in the travel lodge. It was a disgrace.
What is a travel lodge like?
But like, I've no problem with it. Do you know what? I'd have no problem if I wasn't so excited for the bath. That was the, I don't know why I got it in my head during the day. I go, I'm going to have a bath. Because it's so cold.
Yeah.
I just wanted to lie in the bath, listen to a podcast.
Did you have a nice view?
No. It was like a three-quarter bath where my knees were up against my chest and I was looking at very bad workmanship around the grouting and the silicone around the tiles on the bath.
Do you remember the meal you had in the travel lodge? Or did you eat
it? No, we ate
No, didn't
Hotel.
You actually end up meeting Dermot and Dave?
Yeah, Dermot, Dave and Sean in Brooks Hotel.
And was Tommy Tiernan there? Am I right in thinking
No,
Tommy?
You're thinking of Michael D. Higgins.
Oh, right.
No, he wasn't there. I don't think Tommy... Was he?
I feel Tommy Tiernan was there. Sean said it.
Oh, he might have been.
And he kind of sat down briefly.
Ah, he was.
Yeah.
Because I think he might have had a gig that night or something.
Yeah. I listened to that Tommy Tiernan podcast episode that you said about. What is it?
So Carlo.
Have a listen to that.
Yeah. Turn this off. Well, we're finished now anyway.
I wonder if they ever promote our Well, they don't because we've listened. They don't.
Okay, so do you know what we'll actually do? We'll half this one, this podcast.
Will we?
And we'll put out half it this week, half it next week.
Like it's an hour. I know. We'll play an
Don't you worry.
Episode.
I will make lots of effort next week. Don't you worry. What's the one? GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Come on, baby.
Light my fire.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.